welcome back to Girl Let's Talk About It, brought to you by Hannah Carroll and Estelle Allen.
The podcast bringing women together to have real and seriously deep conversations about love, life, health, and everything in between.
We are so excited to have you guys back with us today. Today we are discussing the magic of saying no. If you are a people pleaser, then this episode is for you. Now, when we say the magic of saying no, what we're really talking about is how amazing it can be for your life when you can say no when you want to say no and yes when you want to say yes.
Hell yeah.
Y'all.
So before we dive in, we wanted to pose some questions to our sisters out there. That is you.
That is you.
Okay, so are you spending time participating in activities or arrangements that make you feel resentful, exhausted, depleted, anxious, or down on yourself?
Do you say yes to things often, only to regret it after and dread the commitment you made?
Do you want to say no, but feel scared, fearful, and worried about what will happen if you do? What will people think? We're laughing now because I took Estelle's line.
Did you? Oh, I didn't even realize.
You can have mine.
Well, anyway, so of course there are some things in life that we don't always want to do, but a lot of people agree to things that they don't even have to do. I mean, what do you guys think about this? We want to know, do you really struggle to say no as well? Because we have both seriously struggled with this, but it's also something that we have consciously worked on and we continue to do so. I'm definitely being like sent, you know, opportunities.
Oh, where, challenges.
Challenges
always
where
on the journey.
I'm practicing my nose constantly still. I would say that by doing so, this has definitely brought us more into our truest selves and it sets you free when you can learn to say no.
You feel in alignment and honestly, it is such a good feeling to be able to be like,
no.
No. Yeah.
No, it's a no.
Okay, let's take a closer look. Why is it so freaking hard to say no? Well, I think as humans, we like to please others and be of service. We want to be liked and we want to meet others' expectations. I can definitely relate to that. Can you?
Totally. I don't want to let people down.
No.
I want people to like me.
I mean.
But at the expense of, like, you, of course you want people to like you, but this is the guts of this is, you want people to like you, but do you really want people to like you at the expense of honoring yourself and your own needs? Because then you're not.
And are they even your people that you want to like you?
Yeah, exactly. Like whose expectations do you actually want to meet? Like,
I mean, I think another reason is that we think that if we don't say yes, we're going to get rejected.
Mm-hmm.
And that we're going to let someone down or we're going to hurt their feelings. You know, it's going to cause conflict. You know, I think in today's society, like, everyone praises being busy and full and, like, racing around and saying yes, yes, yes to everything. And I think that oftentimes it feels safer in a world that really does value, you know, having a full schedule and putting everyone else above, you know, yourself. But, I mean,
times are changing.
I think more often than not, that just leaves you feeling super depleted.
Yeah. And you are an empty cup then, you know, you can't serve or help anyone when you're feeling resentful and wishing you had have said no.
I mean, people pleasing.
It's a big one.
I think we're women.
For women.
Oh my gosh, we're wired to people please. I mean, I think it's really challenging for us. If you talk to, you know, men or our partners, like for us,
they'd probably be like, nah, I'll just say no. Like if I don't want to, I say no.
You know, I think we are wired to want to ensure everyone feels taken care of and we want to do everything and be everything for everyone all at once.
But that's exhausting.
I mean,
what about us?
We need to learn to put ourselves first, don't we?
Absolutely.
I mean, this is really where self-worth and self-care come into play for us as women. We so often jump at the opportunity to appease and please someone else, but we deserve to do what takes care of us first. First and foremost, we do. We cannot give from an empty cup. That's the reality.
I think as well, another thing that ties into this is learning to, like, I think women feel guilty I know a lot of women feel guilty for taking care of themselves first before taking care of everyone else. It's the whole saying, right? Put your own oxygen mask on before you help someone else do that.
But, I mean, have you felt guilty? I have.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. If I put my own needs before someone else, I kind of feel like guilty for that.
What person am I? Like,
yeah, like I feel like a terrible person, but at the end of the day, it's like, well, my like...
You can't give to others.
Like to be an empowered woman, like your needs matter too. And like owning that, reclaiming that, no, I deserve to take care of myself before I like, you know, attend to everyone else and try to be everything for everyone else. I deserve to take care of myself first.
So I think that's the key. Like, why is it important to learn to say no? Why are we doing this episode? I think, you know, saying no is putting yourself and your needs first, and that is okay. And I think learning to be okay with that is really important. Like
when you say no to someone, as hard as it can be to do that sometimes, what you're also saying underneath that is my needs matter too.
I'm saying yes to my needs.
Yeah. Whereas I think when women say yes, 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 yes to doing everything for everyone else and committing to things that they don't want to, you're saying that they don't, like, that's not a powerful place. You're saying I don't matter.
You're kind of devaluing yourself.
Absolutely.
Respecting yourself.
Not honoring your boundaries, what you need.
I mean, I'd say, like, I know we're going to dive into, like, our personal experience, but definitely when I've learned to say no to things that don't serve me, like, it's for sure benefited my physical and emotional health.
Well, when you think about it, if you say yes to something and you go ahead with that commitment and you do it, let's not pretend you're going to go to the commitment or you're going to be doing whatever you said you'd do, even though you know you wanted to say no. You've got this like heaviness in your body where the whole time probably most of what you're thinking is, oh my God, I didn't want to do this. Oh my God.
You're going to be why did I say yes? Your phone and be like, okay,
it's like
one more
stressful.
Hour.
It feels heavy and you start to resent the person that you said yes to. It's just not good for our physical health.
No.
It's like you literally lift the weight when you learn to be like, no, that doesn't, that's not a yes for me.
Okay, so maybe now should we share with our audience some, like, reflect back on when we used to say yes and now when we're able to say no.
You
go. I'll start.
You go.
Okay, so, yeah, I'm definitely a people pleaser.
Relate.
I think there's a lot of women that relate, but yeah, my personality, I don't know. I just, I want to make people happy and I really, really dislike conflict. So for me, like saying no was freaking scary, really, really scary to be able to assert my needs. And I think for a long time, I didn't value myself enough and my like actual physical and emotional health, but it didn't actually really, like, I wasn't even aware of it. You know, I'd just say yes. It immediately would say yes. And I'd have all those feelings of, like, feeling anxious and, like, dreading it and trying to come up with excuses. And just, like, you'd be there and you're like, oh, when's this going to be over? And you'd go home and you'd feel tired and, or, you know, you'd walk away from those social situations just, like, not feeling, like, what did I get out of that? Why did I do it? Like, maybe they're not my people and that is fine. You know, do you know what I mean? Like,
I'm just sitting here nodding. Everything you're saying.
But when I started on my health journey, when I couldn't get my period back, when I wanted to have a baby and all of, like, I just feel like amazing stuff happened for me, challenging stuff, but amazing stuff. I was forced to make self-care and myself a priority, like, because prior to that, I wasn't. I was very much, I think, I was still I've always been my own person and very independent and, you know, all these things that I wanted to achieve that is different to society, but I also got caught in conforming to society because I was scared to step outside. And, you know, I think that, yeah, when I started on my health journey for the first time, I had to make self-care a priority. It was like the universe forced me to like make it a real priority. And oh my gosh, it was the best thing because I really did learn to know, okay, does that align with me? what are my boundaries? Do I really want to do that? Like, I really tuned into, like, how it made me feel. You know, those are awesome people, but do I want to go to a bar and drink? No, I don't.
No.
You know, like...
It's the magic word. No.
No. And it was definitely hard at first. And look, I'm not saying I'm perfect at it now. We're still working on it. But I do feel like it's become easier because I'm now also surrounded by tribe women who are my people. And so saying no, if I need to, I don't feel scared to. Like, I don't feel scared to say to you, hey, if we had a plan, and I know that it came up this week, hey, I really just need a couple of hours at home, whether it be with Nate. Maybe I just need a little bit of, like, white space for myself. Mm. You know, we've just moved into a new apartment. I just want to potter around the house, listen to a podcast, and just sort of have that time to myself.
To yourself.
And I wasn't scared to say that to you. Mm. And in the past, I would have been, like, I would have been really petrified because I would have been scared that I was going to hurt.
My feelings?
Your feelings.
Mm.
And on the opposite end, saying yes is so much easier because...
It feels good.
You're my tribe. Like... I want to, you know, like when you find your people, I think it's also...
It's not draining.
It's a lot easier.
Yeah.
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 What about you?
So I think I would say I'm a massive, like so much of what you said in terms of your personal experience with this.
We're very similar.
But I am the biggest like people pleaser. Always have been. I would even go as far to say that like before I really embraced saying no, I was a bit of a doormat.
Mm.
I would just let people like walk over me. And I think the biggest shift for me was like, definitely I would say like when my health journey started, like obviously the first thing I focused on was like, you know, diet and nutrition and lifestyle. But the deeper I got into my health journey, one of the things that really took me from feeling like, you know, a young girl to like an empowered woman is like reclaiming my voice, speaking my needs, setting my boundaries, and also being authentic. So I think, you know, like I reflect back and I think even like, you know, in my previous relationship to the one I'm in now, like I was such a doormat. I was such a people pleaser. Like I would never speak up for what I needed. I would never say no to something for my partner.
Because their needs came first?
Yeah, their needs came before mine. And it's
everyone's
like,
everyone's needs came first?
Everyone's needs.
And do you think, I know we were talking about this like offline before, do you think it stems from your childhood in a way as well? Like,
absolutely.
I know definitely parts of that
absolutely
comes from my childhood as well.
100%. What you said as well around not liking conflict.
Mm.
Oh my God. Coming from a childhood, I feel like I just, like, I was definitely, like, a sensitive child, and that really was brought into adulthood before I did a lot of this work where I wasn't using my voice or claiming my needs or, you know, setting boundaries for myself. I definitely think it came from a place of, like, I was so afraid, like, same as you, the word you used, petrified, like, I was petrified
stress,
would feel so anxious about voicing what I needed or saying no or asserting myself. I can so relate to that. And I think definitely it stems from a childhood of like not being comfortable with conflict. And I think too, like this is a whole other chat, but I think like I don't feel like that was really a skill I got, you know, as in my childhood was learning to be okay with conflict and kind of like reframing what I think.
It's not necessarily a bad
thing. Like, it's not necessarily
thing.
A bad thing, and it's no reflection of like me, and I didn't have the skills to be able to move through conflict. So I would just avoid it at all costs.
Yeah.
And if that meant, you know, saying yes to someone, even though I wanted to say no.
I think that's the case for so many of us.
Yeah.
I really think in particular women.
Definitely. I think the other thing I've really noticed on my personal journey with saying no is that like the amount of times that I have said yes to something and I feel tired, I feel fatigued, I feel like depleted. It feels really icky because I'm saying like shit is coming out of my mouth but like it's not authentic. It's not my truth.
Yeah.
I might have said to someone in the past like I'm standing there with them and even though my whole body is not like they're my person, they're my tribe. Yes, I want to like I'm really intrigued and curious about this. I want to spend more time with you. I might have had absolutely none of that happening in my body, but coming out of my mouth was, yeah, we should totally hang out sometime. Yeah, I'd love that. Like, yeah, let's do something. My whole body was cringing as I'm saying that, being like, you don't want to hang out with that person.
Pressure.
You don't want to say no with that.
Not but like, being authentic to yourself. Just not being authentic
to myself and letting crap, false crap, come out of my mouth that's not a true reflection.
Yeah.
Because of you were, how I feel.
You were really trying to meet someone else's needs and expectations.
Mm. I was too focused on someone making sure the person standing in front of me was happy and appeased and didn't feel threatened. And
not yourself.
And not me. Like, what about me?
Yeah.
What about me in that situation? How do I feel? So I think that was like, that's been my personal experience with it. I think the biggest area I notice my people-pleasing tendency is definitely in relationship. But it's in like, you know, close relationships too. So I think that's been a huge learning curve for me.
Yeah.
And like I said, the biggest distinction I think when it comes to learning to say no is you go from being like a little girl who can't assert her needs, use her voice. We talk about like throat chakra blocks and stuff.
To an empowered woman. Empowered
woman who's using her voice and saying, no, I don't want to commit to that. It doesn't align with me. This is how I genuinely feel. And it's not from, like, I've never done it from a place of, like, I don't like you or you're a bad person. No. It's nothing personal. It's not about that
at all. I think it's more coming back to tuning into yourself.
Mm.
Do you know your boundaries? Mm. Are you empowered in that situation to say no and respect yourself?
Use your voice.
Yeah. Voice is so important.
Voice is so important, I think, for women.
Now, should we dive into how one might become more comfortable?
Definitely. With saying, I think it's the next step from what we've spoken about. So how do we do that?
So I think the biggest thing is really, and we always come back to this, I feel like, on every topic, and it is tuning into your body. Tune into your body. So when you receive an invitation, pause.
Hold on. I just want to repeat that. Pause.
Pause.
There's no need to impulse. Pause.
Because, seriously, the natural impulse of a people pleaser like us is to immediately say,
oh, yeah, yes! I'd love to.
Oh, my gosh. Let's do it. I'd love to. But really, how does that make you feel?
How do you actually feel about that invitation?
And, like, just say, like, ask yourself, do I really want to do this?
Hmm.
And be guided by your gut reaction. There is a gut reaction in there, even if you might not know it yet. When you tune in, you'll really start to feel it.
I think this takes time too. Yep. The journey of like tuning into your intuition and trusting your gut feelings and acting upon your gut feelings, that's a whole journey in itself as women. You know, really embodying that skill. But yeah, like you said, it's always there. And the more you tune into that around any decision in your life, the stronger your intuition is going to get. And you're going to know as soon as you get an invite, okay, this is how I feel about that.
100%. And I think, yeah, on that point, like give yourself time to come to a yes or no. And maybe like if you're unsure of your full body answer in that moment, like you
if someone like asks you and you're like, oh crap, I can't tune into my gut right now. What's my intuition? What do I actually want to say?
And you feel on the spot and pressure, then maybe, you know, just respond to them with something like, that sounds like an amazing idea. Let me get back to you tomorrow. And you're giving that yourself, feels nice and
light.
You're not saying no and rejecting them. You're giving yourself space and time
to tune to in.
Feel into. And look in your calendar as well and feel in, okay, is that really going to serve me to do that?
Yeah.
And then you can go back to them.
Mm. And then let them know. You give yourself a day to kind of respond. Mm. I love doing that. I'm like, great idea. Let's pencil it in.
And that's also fine. Let's lock it in later in the week. Time. You don't have to respond to someone straight away. You're not going to let them down if it's 2 hours, if it's 12 hours, like, or 24 hours. Like,
I would say another way is to start small. Mm-hmm. So focus on one key area that you feel you could start to really set those boundaries that we're talking about in order to be an empowered woman. Whether it's your social outings, maybe it's like a request or favors from family members or loved ones. But, you know, this can even be applied to broader aspects of life, like whether you decide to do something or not, like say your career, something to like your relationships, travel, a creative project. Like a really good indication this is what I think, a really good indication of whether it's a yes or a no for those bigger things is ask yourself, am I telling myself I should do that? As soon as the word should comes up.
Should is the word to emphasize there, yeah.
If there's a should, there's resistance coming from within you. And I think that's when you know, okay, I need to set aside some time for me to really tune in.
Yep.
Always comes back to tuning in and just get your own clarity on, okay, there's a little bit of resistance. I just need to clarify with myself. Am I a yes or am I a no?
And I feel like so many people on that, they do things that are not aligned with them at all because they feel like
they should.
Like whether it's going to uni when you really wanted to take a gap year.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, you feel like you should do that job because it's a great company and it's got it's a really good opportunity for you and you're going to have a salary and you're going to be stable. But are you going to feel like a dead soul in that job? Like
my soul is dying.
Yeah, like you have control of your life. You have the choice.
I think it's about knowing, like, it's your answer. It's no one else's. So it's always like,
yourself.
Whether your mum is a yes or a no, your partner, general society, don't worry about that. What do you feel?
And it's not about dissing or disrespecting what they feel, because obviously those closest to you, your partner, your parents, your closest friends, I mean, their opinion, I really value it in my life. But I think at the end of the day, an empowered individual and woman is able
to tune into herself,
to listen to those views and take them in, but also then say,
digest that and make her own choice.
Maybe that's not what I agree with, and I really feel like this is the path for me.
Mm-hmm. I think one thing I want to touch on extra to that is I agree with you. Like there have been decisions that I've made or things I'm considering, and I will confide in you or my partner or my parents and things like that. And there might be situations where I really value their opinions. And for you guys, you might be the same. Like there might be people who their yes or no to your decision actually matters to you and you really want to take that on board. I think maybe more importantly is when you're like, if you start to get influenced by like, you know, people who aren't really your close people, like whose opinion do you really value? Because if you're taking upon like everyone else's opinions, maybe they're just like distant kind of friends or people you just meet and you tell them about this idea you have and they're like, oh, that's not a really good idea. Like you shouldn't do that.
You start to doubt yourself.
But like if you're going to take on anyone's opinion and let that kind of really like sink in and kind of like
guide you
in what you're choosing, make sure you're absorbing opinions from people who you actually value their opinion and respect them, and you know that they love you
and you're maybe asking their opinion because you actually want to hear it.
There's one last thing I want to say on that.
Do it Share.
Like no matter what choice you make, this is for the broader stuff, this is like you can always change your mind.
Just like, because you said no yes now,
a business opportunity could be a no for you.
Yeah.
And 6 months down the track, it's a yes.
Yep.
Studying uni, going to uni could be a no for you right now.
Traveling.
Or it could be a yes. And then 6 months later, it's a genuine no. This is not the path for me.
Nothing's set in stone.
Nothing is set in stone. You're never stuck. I think
that's important to remember. Absolutely. You can always, it's like, what do they say? It's like one step away from change. You always are.
Yeah. Everything is fluid.
Yep.
Nothing's set in stone.
Okay. So some other ways that you can say no, I think, and I've done this in the past, but like don't come up with elaborate excuses. I mean, I've done that, like sat there and thought about, and I mean afterwards you're just like, why?
It just kind of sounds like poop coming out of your mouth, like you're just kind of digging a deeper hole like, for yourself, because I think everyone can tell you're making up this elaborate excuse. No, just say it how it is.
No can be a complete answer.
Yeah.
And the thing
is, do you
think
that people are uncomfortable with having no as their like complete answer though?
If you're saying it or receiving it.
If you're saying it, do you sometimes feel like, and this is where that people pleaser thing comes knocking again, it's like if I say no without any justification, like I feel like I'm hurting that person's feelings.
I think you wouldn't just blatantly say like no.
No.
I know. I don't think you need to justify yourself. Maybe you want to, you feel you want to add something to it, but I don't know. I just feel like I've definitely been there, like coming up with elaborate excuses just doesn't get you anywhere. And I think the big thing is like that. Once you say no, like don't feel guilty about it. Be proud of yourself. Yeah. Like, and I have been in situations where I have said no and I felt horrible. So guilty. Yeah, and same. It just eats away at you. It's the worst thing.
And then you spend like maybe a week being like, oh, maybe I should have said yes. Like, oh, what's that person going to think? Like, say no, be proud, let it go, move on. Guilt-free.
And I think we were also talking about how, you know, communication's everything. So, you know, obviously do it from a place of love.
And so don't say, no, I don't want to hang out with you.
No way.
It's a no.
I mean, oh my gosh, isn't language love everything?
Language.
So you can still come from a loving place.
Yeah. You're setting, I think when you use appropriate language that is like graceful and, you know, mature, you're just being a mature woman saying, these are my boundaries, these are my needs. Right now,
that doesn't
serve me or align with me or suit my schedule or I don't feel to.
And I think final point would be practice. I mean, like everything in life, it becomes easy with practice. Like at first for me, it was so freaking hard, but it is becoming easier. Uncomfortable. It really is.
Yeah, I would agree.
I mean, it still can be challenging at times when certain like circumstances come up, but for the most part,
absolutely,
it is so much easier. And I feel like a free lady.
I'm a free woman. Yeah, no, it's definitely all about practice and you'll keep getting.
I'm just looking at the next point. I've like jumped ahead, but this is a really good one.
Okay, are you ready to let me riff? Yeah. I'm going to riff on this.
This is so good. It was my point.
It was my point. Back off. So this is something that we're both very passionate about, but what I want to talk about next is know your boundaries and your needs. And I don't know about you, but this has been the crux of my health journey. Like now, I'd say in the last year, this has been what I've been focusing on.
Yeah.
Boundaries and needs and making sure that I'm voicing them, expressing them, and just knowing them in the first place.
And meeting them.
Yeah. And asking not only for myself to meet them, but for people who I'm in a relationship with to meet them.
Yeah.
Expressing that to them.
Yeah.
So for both of us, we both identify as introverted people. And that means that even though we love connection and social commitments and, you know, community and tribe, we also know that realistically, Hannah and I need to set a boundary for ourselves where we can have, say, 3 nights a week at minimum where we don't make any commitments.
We're homebodies.
Yeah. Just like nanas, like taking care of ourselves, being at home, personal space.
I love it.
Reflection, self-care.
Like
same. It's the best. And if we don't do it, we get seriously depleted. Now, I have a feeling that a lot of women listening, I do think a lot of women, I think it's kind of natural to a female cycle as well too. I just think the way we are, we need a little bit, like when you look at our moon cycle and how it changes at different phases, we do have periods of our cycle where we are more introverted and we need more like reflection to kind of look at what's 100%. Going on and how we're feeling and what we need to change and rejig. So know your boundaries and needs, and within your week, like where do you need to set a few healthy boundaries? Remember, boundaries are not like, it's not in place to like hurt anyone's feelings or to like kind of jar anyone. It's healthy to have boundaries, and that's what helps you to feel supported.
It's also the key to respecting yourself.
Yeah.
Like if
you don't have any boundaries, you are going to be a doormat. Everyone's going to walk over you.
You're going to do everything for everyone and nothing for yourself.
Yeah. So if one of your needs is, say, white space, which for both of us it is, then do you create that for yourself in your schedule? Like for me, if I have someone ask me like, oh, hey, what are you doing this weekend? And if my schedule for the week nights and weekdays and then my weekend are already getting pretty full, I want to dedicate at least a day on the weekend where I don't have any plans and I don't actually commit to anything because I want to wait to see how I feel in the day to just flow.
Yeah.
And I need that white space.
And it's just even things like, you know, if you love meditation or you love yoga or whatever it is, do you actually allow yourself time, like daily, to do it? Or are you putting other people's
needs
first.
Mm.
I think one of our final sort of notes we wanted to say, and we did share this in our personal experiences, and that is that when you find your tribe, it is easier to say no. You don't feel the judgment, the conflict, the anxiety, obligation,
expectation,
and it's a hell yes when they ask you to do something. But if it doesn't really align in that moment, you're able to say no. And, you know, like amongst our friendship circle, we have this saying where we do no stressure.
No stressure.
So,
which means no stress or pressure.
So we just know, like, if Estelle and I had a planned to do something and she just said, look, I just need to
sit on the couch with my love and snuggle him.
I just say, sister, you do that.
You do that. If that's what you need in this moment, you do that. You honour you.
Yeah.
You do you.
But for the most part, when Estelle asks me to do something, I'm like, hell yeah. Let's do it.
How does it go?
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. You sound like a bit of a yay.
I don't know where that came from. And
so.
You go.
Okay. Time is precious. Peeps, like, time is so precious. So, want to ask you, who do you want to spend your time with? Does spending time with them light you up? What do you want to commit to? And do the majority of your commitments light you up?
And final question, what could you be doing that you're not already because you're committing to activities or people out of obligation? And that's stealing away your time. Time is so
your precious. Time and your energy. And this is the thing. The magic of saying no is you protect your time and your energy when you learn to say no and yes to what you actually want to say those two things to.
Yep.
The key to mastering this is, like anything, having the self-awareness to know whether it's a decision between a no or a yes to purely take care of yourself. Or it might be a situation where even though a really large part of you might not feel you want to do it, there also might be a part of you that wants to do it for a different reason. So, for example, to help a loved one or a family member or a friend, but only you know the answer.
And now...
What?
Sorry. Now Estelle's going to share.
I'm going to share. Hey, don't... This
I'm
is...
not... I'm... Sorry. Now Estelle's
You're laughing
gonna,
at me.
No, I'm not. I would never do that. Now Estelle is going to share a quote, which I love.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I just got excited.
I have this quote. She gets excited for my quotes. I have this quote that saying no means we can say yes to what we know deep down we wanted to say yes to.
Hell yeah.
And that's what this whole episode has been about.
Yep. Okay, guys. So
that's it.
That's it.
That's how you can start embracing saying no, and that is how it's going to change your life. It's going to set you free. Something so simple.
Thank you so much for listening. We're so grateful to have you here and to be sharing this topic with you. It's something we talk about a lot, so we're so happy that we're able to share it with you. We really hope it's resonated with you, and we encourage you to share this episode with your friends and family if it has.
Absolutely. And on the gram.
Oh, yeah,
the gram. We love hanging out on the gram. So we want to hear from you guys, your thoughts on this episode, your biggest takeaways. Tag us both on Instagram. Our handles are Estelle Allen and The Wildly. We so hope you loved today's deep dive. And finally, if you did love it, we would be ever so grateful if you could head on over to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review. We love you guys. Thank you for embarking on this beautiful journey with us. And just thank you from the bottom of our hearts for being a part of this community.
Until next time,
lots of love. Bye, guys.
Bye.